First of all, KKLJNF is a non-governmental organization, an NGO, that operates on the national, as the National Forest Service and the Land Development Authority of Israel. Also, we were established 120 years ago, and it is considered to one of the world's oldest organizations operating in the field of environmental solutions. That is our part of the committee. We are also a part of the government, but also as a private NGO. So we're taking both hats.
You think this is a good opportunity for the KKLJNF to show off and to offer its services? I mean, is it, or is this just a social affair?
First of all, it's not just showing off. It's mainly creating cooperation. KKLJNF, throughout the 120 years that it exists, creating lots of cooperation, not just forest-wise, also new technologies, high tech, and all kinds of environmental solutions, as agrotech solar panels, and so much more that we do research for. We give out grants for those subjects. So we do so much more. This is a great platform to create international collaborations and to show what we're doing and to learn from other parties what they can offer us.
You talk about international cooperation. What do you expect? Do you expect maybe to make some kind of sort of deals with other organizations, NGOs, or other countries even to export Israel's expertise?
First of all, we do that all the time. I can give you an example as Chad, that we went there and we exchanged our knowledge with degraded land and how we can preserve the land. We do that with all kinds of bodies and governments and countries. So that is something that we do throughout the years. But also for a national collaboration about forestry. I don't know if you know that, but the forest in Israel is not in its best situation land-wise, and we need the help of other governments in order to protect the forest of Israel.
Really. You know, a lot of these conferences take place and people say it's just full of hot air and declarations. But let me ask you, you know, there was the Glasgow climate change conference. What happened to Israel's commitment to enlarge area of forest that they made at that Glasgow's conference?
Yes. Well, we are trying to get the government, the Israel government, to do what she said that they will do, which is to enlarge forest areas in Israel by 3%. The problem in Israel is that the forest is the only land that is not representative in the Planning Institute of Israel. This is a very difficult situation for the forest in Israel, and we are trying to put it on the map, as we say. We're trying to make everyone understand that we don't just say we're going to enlarge forest areas in Israel, we are going to do so. The forests in Israel are free for everyone. It is open for everyone, and we think it's a basic need for every human being to have an open area for them to go out. And enjoy and relax and breathe and have shade in, especially in Israel. So this is where we go in to make sure that the government holds her promises.
Back to the climate conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, are you seeing any interest from neighboring countries in what you have to show?
Yes, we had a lot of visitors from the Emirates and also from Jordan and Egypt itself. It's being done very quietly and not formally, but the welcoming here is very, everything is very, very welcoming. People are very interested of how we create forestry in arid areas, what action we take in order to prevent fires, forest fires, and in the technologies that we develop as agrotech technologies.
Have you had any contact with nations that we don't have direct relations with?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, Noah Tal, thank you so much for talking to us from the Climate Change Conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.